Stephen. Radio.
Revised Scholastic Films presents The Truth Behind Christmas at Clear Channel. Yes, it's Christmas time at Clear Channel Broadcasting Incorporated. And it's the happiest time of year, where employees celebrate giving and the spirit of Christmas, while Clear Channel celebrates wonderful year-end returns and fat executive bonuses. However, some people crazily believe that large corporations don't care about their employees. With Clear Channel, this couldn't be more untrue. Look here, it seems that Clear Channel has organized a corporate secret Santa program, where each employee gets a gift from a secret corporate philanthropic specialist. Jimmy received a pink slip of paper, no doubt containing an uplifting holiday message from the company. Look at Jimmy jump up and down, screaming at the top of his lungs, probably trying to thank Clear Channel for their holiday generosity. There are always holiday festivities going on at any of the 1.75 billion Clear Channel radio stations at Christmas time. Wow, look at the happy employees cleaning out their offices, probably to make room for the tree. And the upcoming Christmas feast that Clear Channel has undoubtedly organized. Does Clear Channel Broadcasting care about the Christmas spirit? You're damn right they do. Look at this formerly high-paid executive. He used to be cooped up in a dingy office every day. But now, thanks to Clear Channel, he's working as a corner Santa Claus. Wait a minute, you're supposed to wave with all of your fingers extended, Santa. And here you see another employee being escorted out of the building by security, probably so he can experience the crisp, cool weather, which will make him even more into the Christmas spirit. Apparently, this employee had asked to have Christmas Day off, so Clear Channel responded by giving him several years of vacation time. What a generous company of friends. And of course, since Clear Channel is a large corporation that makes hundreds of millions of dollars per year, they are incredibly charitable. They are hiring a homeless person with no broadcasting experience whatsoever to be one of their highest profile hosts. Some would say they would hire anyone to do anything just to save a buck. But this homeless junkie, soon to be top shows, doesn't think so. Say hello to the camera, Glenn. And that's the generous truth behind a Clear Channel Christmas.
okay, the last set was sort of loose and out of control. I'm going to try and tighten things up a little bit, maybe. This is the Butthole Surfers.
This here song is about John W. Smoke Jr. It's about being in love and loving love that's hating love and love and love and the hateless love that revolves around the loveless hate that's a hateless love and the love that's loving the love and the hate that's hating the love that's loving the hate. It's about John W. Smoke's mom. It's with his mom. It's about his mom. It's about his mom. It's about loving his mom and being without his mom and loving the hate that's hating loving his mom and all the time they're there. Hating the hate that's loving the hate and love that's loveless hate. And it goes something about like this. Johnny Smoke. Oh, Johnny Smoke. John Smoke, oh Johnny Smoke, oh Johnny Smoke, Johnny, 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 John, John, John Smoke, Johnny Smoke. Crippled midget lesbian boy, but he stood 10 foot tall with a knife. Left leg and rope like it extended out 469 different miles, and verily, verily, it was 69 different nuns speaking simultaneously to John in 69 different languages. And it evolved itself, and it was the legless dog that became a cyclone out of John's father's forehead. And there it was, like a Twinkie with a halo storm in it, and it revolved down into the sky and it talked to John like he was a little puppy himself. And John said that I am not the magma, I am not the crust, and I shall evolve. And the rain had come down and it washed on John. And he said that I will be a cigarette butt before it's all done with. And they said, no, you are the flame itself, and you shall burn pure in the South American sky where the blood dogs worship the still.
Itself, and he could not be the dog, and the dog's eyes which had blood coming out
America where he was in love.
From the Mystic Snactuary, the President's Enthusiasm Chorus. And now, while the FCC sweeps the van, we'll observe the traditional 15 seconds of radio memorial silence.
Christmas?
What's that, son?
Well, the way you break down and are one of us. You know, Dad, you're doggone human when you break down.
Am I? Indeed.
Sure. At times like this, I feel like I could talk to you about anything and you'd understand.
Yes, yes. And at other times you can't?
Oh, well, I guess it's only natural. You're busy and all that. But I do get a you're way over there, and I'm way over here feeling.
I see, son.
But not today. It's well.
Jack?
Yeah?
You mentioned that you felt as though you could talk to me about anything.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything you'd like to talk to me about?
No. I don't think so. Not particularly.
There isn't?
No.
Yes? Yes?
Dad?
Eh?
You're a clean-minded person.
What?
I mean, a lot more than most people.
Well, I try to be, but what gave you that idea?
Well, you never say anything off-color, and you never seem to notice implications or get double meanings in words.
I have other things to think about.
But have you always been that way? It's all right to say keep a clean, healthy mind. It's quite different to practice it.
It bothers you, son?
Well, I don't think I'm different from most people, but... Well, I don't like it. I don't want to have thoughts that would make me ashamed if someone found out.
Yes, yes.
Is it me?
Yes.
I mean, should I be able to control my mind if I want to?
Dear son. Well, partner, you are now a 16. And in my book, that means you are no longer a child. You are a man. You will get your driver's license, and you will drive your own car down the road that lies before us. The road of life. It's very much like the road from Paella to San Clamaron. Somewhere along the way, you may come across an overturned orange truck, or a divot in the road. And you may not know exactly what to do, or even how to do it, and why. When that happens, I advise you not to do anything. Sit on the side of the road and eat an orange. And then, when you have finally made up your mind, spit out the pits and do it. If there's a mountain in the way, go through it. I'll buy you a new car. Sometimes you will make it, and sometimes not. We all do. Nobody bets 500. Even if you do, that means you are wrong half the time. but don't worry about it. I know a good doctor. So drive, son. Drive and drive hard and drive and fast and straight. And even though the road is lined with pratfalls, you will make it. And although the angels hiding behind billboards may hand you a ticket, remember the man upstairs is always looking out for you, ready to give you a helping hand. His name is Judge Nunez, District Court 3. Good luck, son. Love, Dad. Oh, and hey, Mr. Jubilee, will you send a copy of that to the judge, Mr. Ben at Carl's Car Leasing, and one to Dr. Reinig at the Medicinal Department?
John Wayne. Two of my co-stars in Rio Bravo, Nelson and Ricky Martin, sing a mighty pretty tune. Thought you'd like to hear them.
Any man don't want to get killed, better clear on out the back.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. Answers, bring them on.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, Texas brush popper.
But our responsibility to history is already clear. To answer these attacks and rid the world of evil.
I'm getting tired of your gas. I'm jumping that pistol and go to work. Kill, torture, maim. Kill, torture, maim.
You're so drunk, you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
Afghanistan, Iraq,
Osama bin Laden,
Saddam Hussein.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
This country will stay on the hunt.
This evil wants to destroy everything.
Go ahead, make my day.
War on terror.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
So help me God.
When I lay my vengeance upon you.
So help me God.
You shot an unarmed man.
I did my duty.
And he should have armed himself.
A madman. He was a madman. You can't rely upon him making rational decisions.
I have to give you a little straight talk.
My friends, I know how to handle the Iranians, and I'll handle them.
You know you send these kids. Bomb, 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 ran.
It is a struggle between good and evil.
I said, throw down, boy.
We've never seen this kind of evil before. But the evildoers have never seen the American people in action before either. And they're about to find out.
Wait. You're not a real cowboy?
No. But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Best to produce results.
In Iraq, the American death toll has reached at least 4,000.
It's a hell of a thing killing a man. Take away all he's got, and all he's ever been.
And then we had the drumbeat to war. Sustained on our country's honor and our country's reputation.
Oh,
good evening. And before I take your questions, let me speak with the American people about the situation in Iraq. The 9/11 war on terror, free Iraq, terrorists, world nations, terrorist enemies, dangerous enemies, 9/11, Al-Qaeda terrorists, biological, nuclear weapons, war on terror, the threat to the American people.
Say that. I honor you, welcome my friend John McCain. Sometimes when facing common trouble, when whole town is screwed, we become actually human, act like Prometheus would. Suddenly there is more humor and a party tupper style, people ringing one another, yo man, how is your blackout? Suddenly there is more music made with buckets in a park, girls are dancing with a flashlight, I got only one guitar. And you see brothers and sisters all engaged in sport of health, making merry out of nothing like in refugee camp. Whoa yeah, whoa no, it doesn't have to be so, it is possible anytime, anywhere, even without any dough. Oh yeah, whoa no, it doesn't have to be so, the forces of creative mind. You think, all right now, people, they have finally walked up. But as soon as trouble over, watch them take another nap. Now nobody's making merry, only trotting scared of boss. Everybody's making hurry for some all-forgotten cause. But one thing's surely eternal, it's condition of a man who don't know where he's going, who don't know where does he stand. Whose dream power is a bottle put away in dry dark place, whose youth power is well buried under propaganda waves, whose dream life in opposition to the right during the day, who's beaten down and believing it just kinda goes this way.
Oh yeah, oh no,
it doesn't have to be so, it is possible anytime, anywhere, even without any doubt.
Oh yeah, oh no,
it doesn't have to be so, the forces of the creative mind are so ba 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 ba.
Thank you. Is drawn. Here's a memo. Remember, there's a few wars going on. A couple overseas and on my front lawn. When common sense was common and now it's all gone. What's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And that's going on. And that's going on. Blind. Well, even the blind could have seen her. Aftermath of Katrina, knew about it right here like it's Congo Square. 82% of Americans don't go nowhere. Now nonsense is dumbass, talk about snitching. When crime's alright, what's left is bitching. Now you can call this hating, might be with radio stations, TV news, and all them one-sided views. Self-economics enforcement and education is what we need. But all the people still waiting. I ain't no quitter, just bigger. And no, I didn't say bitter. I don't care what year it is, don't call me no nigga. What's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And that's going on. And that's going on.
and so this is Christmas.
And what have you done? Another year over. And a new one
just begun.
And so
this is Christmas.
And I hope you have fun.
The near and the dear ones.
The old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear.
And so this is Christmas.
For weak and for strong.
For rich and the poor ones.
The road is so long.
And so happy Christmas.
For black and for white.
For the children in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Let's stop all the fight.
A very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear.
Christmas is a time of joy and peace. At Christmas, we give thanks for the gift of the birth of Christ. And Christmas reminds us of our obligation to share these blessings with others. During the holiday season and throughout the year, we think with pride of the men and women of our armed forces who are keeping our nation safe and defending freedom around the world. In Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, they are protecting our liberty by spreading liberty to others. Christmas reminds us that we can trust in God's promise of peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
On a night more than 2,000 years ago, an angel of the Lord brought good tidings of great joy. The God of heaven had come to earth, and he would be with us always.
And so this is Christmas.
Have we done
another year over,
and a new one just begun?
And so
this is the Christmas,
and I hope you have fun.
The near and the dear ones,
the old and the young,
a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Without any fear.
Everybody.
War is over.
If you want it.
War is over.
Now.
War is over.
If you want it,
war is over.
Now.
Once again,
war is over.
If you want it,
war is over.
Now. Now. Now.
Merry Christmas.
Acres and a Clone Mule. That was GWB with the hit single Happy Xmas War is Over, the remake and repurposing of the John Lennon tune. Before that, Acid Mother's Temple with Rotary Grinding God, sort of mixed in with a Sonic Youth tune called NYC Ghosts and Flowers, New York City Ghosts and Flowers. Before that, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band with What's Going On featuring Chuck D. Before that, the Basement Five, Last White Christmas, a 7-inch. Johnny Rabb did Christmas Dance from a Midnight Christmas Mess compilation. Gogol Bordello did Oh No from the Gypsy Punks album. Global Noise and a Noodle Muffin Mix. Yeah, we had some music from Global Noise. Anyway, before the Global Noise mixed with Noodle Muffin, we heard Noodle Muffins themselves. Where were they in the last 8 years? We heard Wild Wild West, a cut-up sort of country twang thing. Fireside Theater mixed with the Darbuki Kings. The Fireside Theater was Let's Eat, part of program number one, Hey Banana Nose, from the Let's Eat radio series that I don't think really got off the ground. And we had part of track two from Lawrence of Suburbia, the album by the Darbuki Kings in the background. We started the set off with the Butthole Surfers and Johnny Smoke here on 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Thanks for listening. This is thanks for tuning in to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Stats, Sonic Youth Needle Time, about 2.5 minutes, but not exclusively. Amount of music brought to the studio and not played by weight, about 27%. And number of circumstantial happenstances for, hey, have a great, great what have you. Good night.